Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hey, DZ.
Hey, Allie.
Week four.
And we want some more.
That's right. So I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but an article came out about Shailene Woodley. She's finally talking to the press about her relationship with Aaron Rodgers. And I kind of am finding it interesting what she said, because at first I was like, oh, what is this? Shailene Woodley saying, you know, it was the worst time of her life with the press dating Aaron Rodgers. But the more I read, the more I kind of understood. She opened up and she talked about how, you know, when you meet someone and you're in love and you just want it to be fun, but it ended up being the darkest, hardest time in her life because she didn't realize like how famous he is, and that dating someone like that, how hard it is publicly. She's like, I had never really dated anyone that famous. And she's like, he's like really, 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 really famous. So no matter what she posted, no matter what she did, people would come in on the comments and just light her up. And she's like, I had never really experienced that before, but because I was dating Aaron Rodgers, it wouldn't matter what I did or what I said or what I thought. I got lit up for everything. And I'm like, I guess I never thought about it like that, you know? You're still an actress and you're
right.
Still famous.
She's famous.
But you weren't dating anyone that famous.
They became a power couple almost. AR-12 yeah. And Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, everybody was talking about him. So she said it felt really, really like violating in that sense. She said
before that
it was fun. She said, and then it just became really weird and I'm normally private. And she said, I honestly felt like I was sharing too much all the time with people I didn't trust, which I get that. You got people who aren't going to be nice to you. Why bother sharing your life, right? But you have to because it's social media.
And you're a public figure. She's literally a celebrity. How are you going to say, I want to be famous, but I don't want you to know me?
Well, I mean, you know, these actors will say, I want to be actors, but do they want to be famous?
Right.
Some will say no. Some will say they want to be actors. The fame just came with it. I don't know what her deal is. But I also get being like Shailene Woodley famous and then being, now you're in like the tabloid famous.
Right.
They're different.
He had a lot of conflict going on. I remember their whole little relationship because she brought him over to the enlightened side, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
she might have been some of the reason why he expanded his thoughts and might have traveled the world a little bit more this past year or the year before, whatever.
I always wondered, like, did she, like, change who he was in that sense?
Oh, yeah, she increased his spirituality.
Or did she expose more of whatever he had going on? That's kind of what I was wondering. Was it always there and we just never saw it? Or was it all her, right? Because he is a 30-something-year-old man at the end of the day. I can't be like, oh, you're like you are because of Shailene Woodley.
No.
But are you?
He might have realized that she was doing something different in her life. Yeah. And he went, you know what? Let me absorb some of that energy. Give me one of them crystals. I'll rub it all up on me.
There is influence in your partner, no matter what you say.
You start assimilating the, you know, talking, moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm with you, dude. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning. It's a great morning today.
It is a great morning. It's a Tuesday.
You getting tacos today?
Hell yeah. If you want to go get tacos, I'll get tacos.
Get some tacos. I don't even care. It could be from Taco Bell. I mean, we got to have
it
some type of celebration.
Taco Tuesday. Good point. Good pointing that out right there, DZ. It is week four on the new morning show. If you missed it, DZ worked at the radio station for many a year. And now he's back, and we're happy to have him. So I've known you off and on since 2014, but I didn't ever ever since I've known you, you had a wife.
Yep.
But you never had a kid.
Right. I was a baby intern when y'all met me.
You were a baby intern.
And now I'm a man with my own baby.
It's true. It's true. It's totally true. And it's so crazy because I got to meet little baby Sammy when we went out to dinner last week.
Yep. Yep.
But he's just so stinking cute, DZ.
And I got to tell you too, today, the 24th of January, he officially turns 18 months, a year and a half.
Oh, today's the day.
Today's his half birthday.
You know what? Let's give him a winner, Ben. He's a winner. Sammy's a winner.
18 months, Sammy!
18 months. That's such a big milestone for parents, you know, because you count in months until they're like three.
Well, and I never thought I'd be doing the whole month counting thing, honestly.
You have to.
And then he was born. And then everybody keeps talking in months, so you have to. So even if you don't want to, you got to get into it. So 18 months, he's a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody that doesn't do the months thing, a year and a half.
The months thing only makes sense to parents. And non-parents go, why do you do that? That's stupid. And then you become a parent and you go, oh, it does matter because the development is so strong every month that the months matter.
Exactly. And he was born 2 months early. So even more of like the development, because we got to think, he's 18 months.
Yeah.
But he's technically still 16 months developmentally, even though he done caught up.
Yeah.
Like he's really
He was
not,
a preemie.
Preemie. Mm-hmm. Preemie. Mm-hmm. So when we were pregnant, right, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
We weren't necessarily into the whole, oh, we're going to do all these crazy things. We're going to get all the monitors, da, 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 da.
Right.
Had he been born regularly, I don't think we would have been those parents. I talk trash about those parents.
Oh, yeah. Everybody talks trash till they're a parent.
And then,
that's parenting. We judge until we're parents, and then you don't judge anymore.
Because it becomes a parent that you need
parent,
to do
you
all
realize
these things.
You can't talk smack anymore,
Right? And him being born 2 months early, even more so, gave me like a panic of, we got to get all the technology. We got to get all these baby gadgets. We got to buy it all the monitors, get all the cameras.
Well, once they're a real person and they're a human being and they're like on the planet, it's like, oh my God.
And then you learn about SIDS and you're like, what?
Yes.
And, you know, and then you go through something called preeclampsia.
Yeah.
And then biliary atresia, which is something that they were scared of with baby Sammy, which is just part of your liver function. All of these things, we were just like, excuse me, I'm going to need to buy every single thing. But we found solace. We bought one baby gadget that absolutely changed the game.
What was it?
We still use it to this day. He was just sick. It's the Owlet sock. It's a smart sock.
What is it? I don't know what this is.
So Owlet. It's Owlet. It comes as like a monitor, basically, that you put around your baby's foot. It has these sensors.
Oh, damn.
It's a legit sock, and I'll show it to you, too.
Yeah, I want to see this.
It won't necessarily change.
And he was born 2 months early, so that added to your anxiety with everything, for sure.
When I say it confirmed the anxiety, it made me need this sock.
100%.
At first, I was like, we're not going to do any of these crazy parent things.
No. DZ, even if he wasn't a preemie, you'd still want those monitors. You'd still want to know what he was doing, because you want all the time, like, what's my baby doing? Maybe it's a mom thing. I don't know.
It gave us such a peace of mind, because, it monitors the oxygen rate. It monitors the heart rate.
Yeah.
It tracks the sleep. It'll tell you if your baby's awake. It'll tell you if your baby's in deep sleep, light sleep, any motion, and it tracks it perfectly.
And how long do they wear it for?
They can wear it until they're like five.
Damn. Okay. Are you going to put it on him until he's five?
No. We probably ain't going to use it much past like these next 2 years. We used it recently because he was under the weather, right?
Yeah.
He had to get little, chest infection, whatever, cleared up. He had a lot of mucus, so they just sent him some antibiotics. So while he was a little ill, we made sure we put that Owlet sock on him because we wanted to track his heart rate. We wanted to track his oxygen.
Right.
And it does exactly that. Let me just show you the last time it was on his foot.
Oh my gosh.
Because it'll tell you full on sleep.
Let me see.
Look at that. Goes deep sleep, light sleep.
Damn, it shows you like if your baby's even breathing. And all. I mean, that's amazing.
Everything. So orange means it's awake.
It's amazing how much we watch our kids. Like, this is what I mean. Like, your kids will go to daycare, let's say, one day. I know your sister watches Sammy for you. But, like, you go to daycare and every parent wants, like, a camera in the daycare now to, like, watch their kid from home. We do it with dogs. You know what I mean?
Right.
We, like, there are some cool baby gadgets out there, though.
That, for me, might be the game changer coolest.
Yeah.
Because there's this little camera that does all the same functions.
Yeah.
But something on your baby real time
changes everything.
Listen, we stopped waking up in the middle of the night because we trusted that sock so much.
Right.
As a parent, Allie.
It you remember your waking anxiety. Up going,
check the baby, make sure he's sleeping,
all
right?
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, all the
we
time.
We stopped doing that because that sock will go crazy.
So you don't have to worry.
If your baby's oxygen rate drops below a certain percentage, it's mm-hmm. going to go crazy.
It's the same thing with having a monitor as well. You feel like if you're like worried, are they breathing? And then you can see them on the monitor moving. You don't freak out. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, I was hoping it was you. Good morning, Ryan. Converting all the white people. Like me and Ryan.
Go ahead and kill everybody. I'm a man.
Ryan, I'm actually glad it's you because you have two small babies and you probably feel DZ's pain with the small babies. And it's like being
got
paranoid.
That right.
Is there like a baby gadget that you found or something that you just found life changing? What was it?
We did the owlet for Emerson, the first one.
The sock. They got the sock.
We hated it.
You hated it. Why?
I hated it because it wasn't accurate. It wasn't. It would randomly go off like three times in a row. It randomly went off. Like when it goes off, it's loud. It vibrates next to you with the sensor that they have.
Isn't that the point?
It makes your phone go crazy. Well,
it was false. Like little man was still breathing. It was all good. Like he
it like
totally
told you your
good.
Kid's dead. You're freaking out.
He's
you're
telling
screaming.
Us their kid's not breathing.
Say, hey, your baby's not breathing right now. Go check. Hey, your baby's not breathing. Your baby's not breathing. Go check.
So you jump out of bed and you're running across and everything. You're stubbing your toes on the door frames and the dresser trying to get to the kid.
Didn't know you ran that fast.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
So wait, hold on. Ryan, so either you had yours hooked up wrong or DZ has his hooked up wrong, and nobody really knows whose kid's going to live at this point.
Mine's hooked up right, Ryan. I'm going to tell you that right now, dog.
Listen, 414.
We switched over.
Hold on, 414-533-1037. We want to hear about the baby stuff, the kids stuff you can't live without next. Hold on, Ryan. We're going to talk to you off the air.
Yep.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ, I got to tell you, we're having a good time in week four. And by the way, we talked about this yesterday. If you listen on our app, the Odyssey app, or on the website, you're going to be entered to win tickets to see Lizzo when she comes to town to the Pfizer Forum in May.
So you have the app downloaded, AUDACY in the App Store. You're logged into the profile, free profile. Every hour that you listen, you're going to get another entry to go see Lizzo in May.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Very simple.
Simple.
Very simple.
It's a done dada.
Done. But first, congratulations to you and the wife, Erin. Baby Sammy hit a big milestone today. He's 18 months old.
Wepa! 18 months today, and that boy is, 18 going on, 18 years.
Uh-huh.
He's growing.
He's so stinking cute. He's going to be a little heartbreaker. You're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about the one baby gadget that I never heard of. It was after my kids are only 9 and 11, but I didn't even know about this. This didn't exist when they were little. It's called the Owlet.
It's a game changer. It's an Owlet. It's a smart sock, right? Owlet. About $300. I'm not saying it's cheap. But it was peace of mind for us. Like, it worked out well. Mm-hmm. It allowed us to track everything from his breathing, his heart rate, oxygen levels, his sleep to the minute. Literally would tell us when he fell asleep, the kind of sleep he got, and how long he slept for, no matter what.
Yeah, once you have a kid, you're like, nobody's messing with my kid. I need to know what's going on at all times. Jessica in Racine has three babies under three, DZ.
How's that math, Matt? Are they all
Girl.
Irish twins?
That's impressive.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica, how did you make that happen? Are there twins or were you just very busy?
very busy, yeah.
Wow.
So we have a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-month-old.
Oh, you poor
And it was
thing.
Just back to back to back.
Ooh, they'll be fun when they're older. Right now it's probably hell phase, you know what I mean? But
So what is your baby gadget that you found to be the best? Like, what was your lifesaver baby gadget?
Okay, so you have an 18-month-old, which means you're coming up on potty training soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole nother game.
Oh, yes, girl.
Get yourself a portable potty for the car. They fold up. They got bags in them.
Oh.
They sit. They pee in the bag or they go in the bag, and then you can just toss it. Because when you're driving and they go, Mama, I got to go potty.
Yep, you're
you don't
screwed.
Want them peeing that car seat.
Right.
It's true.
Wait. So what's the, it's called a portable potty or a portable car potty?
Yeah. search portable car potty, it folds up flat, but then it got like, you put bags in it, so you can just like toss it and throw it away.
See, I would have just had my kid in a damn pull-up forever in case they had an accident.
You get a Depend when you get bigger, too.
It's like wearing a Depends all the time, I tell you. But hey, I mean.
That's smart. Can adults use it? I'm asking for a friend.
You know he's not.
In emergency situations.
You do what you got to do, huh?
Do
what you got to do. Yeah!
Jessica, thank you for calling. We love the suggestion. Have a good day, all right?
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Next up, he is a regular. He called five days in a row and got his own theme song. Good morning, Mike in Hartford.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning.
And Mike has one baby. One baby, Eileen. She's two now.
Yep, she'll be three in June.
Yep.
Oh, so you're in the potty stages. You're doing all the potty training.
She is showing a lot of interest in wanting to go on the potty.
Oh, good. Go for it.
So we're taking advantage of, just go sit on it. See what you can do. Go sit on it. See what you can do.
Try it out. Take it for a spin.
Exactly. we have the little plastic.
Take it to the park.
Next door, so.
You guys, you guys got to do what Jessica did, get you the portable car potty. I'm about to look one of those up right now.
I'm gonna search it right now. I'm sitting at a customer waiting for him to open. So
this is why parents
I'm searching it as I'm listening.
Help each other out. This is good stuff. Mike, what's the one thing you couldn't live without then with Eileen, your baby?
So Eileen's been in daycare now for 2 years, mm-hmm. and they have a Hi Mama app. So they can tell you, like, as they're younger, like, how much of a bottle they drank, what they ate for lunch. They send pictures for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very comforting knowing, and it's a pretty reputable app, and it's nice to, it calms Kathleen's anxiety.
Yeah, the wife. The wife needs to know. I get it.
It's that peace of mind.
I'm a mom.
I enjoy seeing it, too, and I don't know what she gets dressed up in every day, so it's always fun to see a picture of her and be like, oh, that's what she's wearing today.
She looks cute. Then.
You get the pick of the outfit of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
OOTD.
And then Dad gets to go rescue her from daycare at the end of the day.
Aww.
I love that. No, I love that so much, man.
Cool. Thanks for sharing with us today, Mike. We appreciate you.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
She has a baby. I know this because I've met her. Good morning to Amanda in Racine.
Hello. Turn down for one.
Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. DZ's baby turned 18 months today, little baby Sammy. How old's your baby? Nine months, Amanda?
She turned 10 months on Sunday, actually.
Oh. 10 months Sunday. Oh. Off to the races.
Baby Savannah.
Aw, baby Savannah. And what's your favorite baby gadget, do you think, or something that parents would love?
I like those pack and plays, like those 4-in-1 pack and plays.
Yeah, it's like
that is amazing.
You can keep them in there and they can't move. It's fantastic.
Exactly. I throw them in there with the toys. I have the diaper changing table.
It's baby jail.
There's a bassinet, it's a crib, it's everything.
It's baby jail.
Well, and it grows with them too. I remember that. We left one at my mom's house because, like, anytime we're here, say we don't want to go home, mm-hmm. boom, you can change the baby real quick, whoop, whop, on the top, and then pop it off and then put the baby to sleep.
Totally.
You don't even got to worry about them.
Amanda, I'm with you on the pack and play. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
That's so good.
Have a good day.
You too.
Baby jail is where it's at. I'm telling you, DZ. Get one if you don't have one. Danny.
We own a few baby jails.
Danny in Oak Creek. I love that the dads are calling in, too, to help you out this morning, DZ, with the good baby suggestions. Good morning, Danny.
What's the word, Papa?
So my boys are older, so they're going to be almost 18 and 21.
Ooh,
but
grown boys.
They live at home, so
of course they do.
Don't worry about them.
Yeah.
And we got the Life 360 app.
So wait, what's the Life 360?
So that shows on their cell phone. You download the app for yourself and them, and it shows where their location is at all times.
Tracking.
It shows if they've been in an accident, how fast they're going in their car. So my oldest did get in an accident. He rolled his truck, and some random person called my phone and said, "Hey, your son's been in an accident, rolled his truck," and then hung up.
Because of the Life 360 app.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, so that's a whole family app. That's not just for the kiddos. That's for the squad.
Yep.
I fully support this. Whoa. I was with a girlfriend the other day. We were talking about ways we track our kids,
just
with technology and how you can track them with phones and everything, and it's fantastic now. So Life 360, thanks for sharing that, Danny.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
Hopefully you never have that issue, though, DZ, and your kid never gets into an accident. Last but not least, let's go.
You never know what life has.
Our newest regular, Angie, is in Lake Geneva.
Woo-hoo, good morning. Under my umbrella.
Under my umbrella. You're looking at with her theme song called 5 Days in a Row and got that song locked in.
Go, girl.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Allie and Mick DZ. Congrats on your baby and four weeks now. Woo-hoo.
4 weeks of us on the air together. 18 months old, though, today. Oof. For little baby Sammy, DZ's kid.
Oh, that's so freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm. Angie, your kids are grown. Your kid just got married, but is there something you wanted to share that you loved when they were kids that you used? We're running out of time here, but what do you got for us?
It was just a basic monitor. It was a lifesaver. Kids are now 29 and 27, but back then, in the old days, just the basic monitors, and I was able to take a bath and relax and listen to them and keep an ear out for them.
He left the hell alone.
Nice to have.
Call it what it is. I used to be like, oh, I can breathe.
You lock the door and know they're still safe.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Thanks, Angie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Well, happy 18 months to baby Sammy, DZ. I'm excited for you.
I'll tell him y'all send love.
Hey, you want to go see Lizzo when she comes to town at the Pfizer Forum?
Yeah.
Going on right now, DZ. All you have to do is listen on the Odyssey app to Kiss FM. Every hour you listen gets you one extra entry to win tickets to see Lizzo at Pfizer.
How many entries can we get?
As many as you want. One per hour. So I just got to say, go listen on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Good luck.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
DZ, were you a big Home Improvement watcher?
Oh. I watched a little bit.
Just our Last Man Standing, even?
No, I ain't watched Last Standing, but I did watch Home Improvement.
Yeah.
I did. I like that show a lot.
Oh, and it's one of those shows that's always on.
Yep.
You can't miss it.
Another
we were talking
one of those,
about that.
You can't avoid it.
Always on in the background or something. Well, Pam Anderson was on Home Improvement with Tim Allen.
I remember she was an assistant.
She sure was.
That might have been why I watched the show.
Well, it might have been why a lot of people watched the show. Well, coming out now is her memoir, and she talks about how Tim Allen once flashed her totally naked on the set, and the story makes sense, honestly. I mean, this is the problem. I don't like to question any women when they come out, because that's the problem why women don't come out. But Pam said that she was only 23 years old at the time.
Young Pamela.
1991, she was on the set, and she had obviously posed naked already. We had seen Pam Anderson in Playboy.
She did
so
a thing.
She was known. Well, she said on the first day of filming, and this is what makes Tim Allen so douchey. Well, it'd be douchey any day of filming, but on the first day of filming, she walks out of her dressing room. Tim was in the hallway in his robe. She said he opened his robe and flashed me quickly, completely naked underneath. She said that he then said to her, it's only fair because he had seen me naked. So now we're even. And she said, I laughed uncomfortably. Tim claims, no, this never happened. I would never do such a thing.
Nah.
Denying the whole thing. As a woman, knowing men, especially in the 90s, I 100% have no doubt this happened. And the fact that he would have this entitlement, because she posed naked, I can flash her and she's not going to be uncomfortable, to think that men have no sense on how uncomfortable we get with them with some of this stuff.
That
dude.
Logic
they have no
doesn't
sense.
Make sense. But what does make sense is that I know Tim Allen's comedy, aside from his shows, is questionable and racy. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So I could definitely see him going, opens robe, closes robe.
Especially when women that did that got zero respect.
Right.
I mean, women we've gotten much better with the body positivity now.
Early 90s was at the time for that
body
positivity
stuff. It was not
the time.
Now you can wear whatever you want, be whoever you want, show whatever you want, and be proud of your body. And I love that for women. That was not like that in the 90s. Mm. You were called a hoe if you were doing stuff like that in the 90s.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So.
Now I believe this, though. I can't say
I totally believe it. 100% I believe it. And I believe it made her uncomfortable, but he would have thought, no, it doesn't, because she's naked in Playboy. Why would it make her uncomfortable? Or the sex tape with her and Tommy all that
Lee.
Stuff.
Yeah, I remember
she
that.
Can handle it because, you know, whatever.
Because it's Pamela Anderson.
That's the assumption people make. So Tim Allen saying, totally not true, though.
What she got to lie about?
Thank you.
You really think she's just trying to sell some books? It's not like she had a mainstay on the show in the 90s. She was there for, what, 2 seasons?
Yeah,
maybe?
Maybe. She's fine. I'm with you.
More like 2 episodes?
Hey, we definitely, hold on. Allie was not supposed to hit that. Hold on. I'm the pilot. Hold, give me a second. 103.7 Kiss FM. We definitely read your texts. That's what I wanted to say to people listening right now.
All day, every day. 414-533-1037.
Yeah.
We gonna see that.
We see them. And just if you don't always get a response, please know we see you because somebody, you just replied to somebody, DZ, on the text line.
Well, yeah, because they hit us up talking about, well, one, baby Sammy's 18 months, my son.
Yes. DZ, then, newest member of the morning show, the new Kiss FM morning show. He came back and agreed to work with me. Thank God. I was worried. I was worried about that part. Is DZ going to come back and work with me? He, of course, accepted my proposal.
Oh, you're funny, fam. Come on.
I hope you love the ring that I gave you.
And I brought my family with me. You know what I'm saying?
Family.
Brought my family. Mm-hmm. We joined families. Yeah. My wife, Erin, my baby Sammy. Mm-hmm. Today's baby Sammy's 18 months.
Congrats. So, happy birthday, baby Sammy.
Year and a half, man. Yes. And getting bigger. So we started talking about some of the best baby gadgets we loved. Mm-hmm. You know, in light of his 18 months, talked about the outlet. And this person responded and really said, like, they brought up a great point. They said, the best baby gadget, parents. As soon as you realize that they're pushing, take them to the bathroom, hold them over the toilet. They'll get used to it. We'll get used to clean diapers and cry when it's soiled. Yeah. I was like, ooh, I love it.
Because we were talking about potty training and all that
best
stuff.
Best baby gadgets, yeah. What you like. Somebody brought up the portable car potty, which I'm still going to buy.
It's true. We were talking about your favorite baby gadgets around 6:30 this morning.
So I responded. I was like, yo, no, that parents and are definitely the best baby gadget.
They wrote back and said, wow, never in a million years have I ever expected a response from you guys with a bunch of hearts. Well, we see you.
Love.
We see your texts. We don't get to all of them, but we see you.
We're going to get back to as many as we can.
That's right. Oh, see, now somebody else is texting in. No, you don't. See, now everybody's just going to try to bait us into responding.
Oh, guess what? I'm responding with.
Write them back, DZ.
We do.
Boom. Listen, I wanted to say, DZ, though, that since today baby Sammy is 18 months old, first of all, happy birthday to baby Sammy. And you reminded me, since Owen and Hudson are 9 and 11 now, and I know you remember Owen and Hudson when they were little in this building back in the day.
When they were baby
they
interns.
They were babies. They were baby interns. And now my kids are growing up. You've got the baby. And it's just interesting watching a new parent, you know, and you were talking about how you refuse to count in months once he turns 2. And I'm like, that's fair. You don't need 2 months or 2.
Nope. I refuse. For real.
Because people don't understand why we count in months, but the reason is because there's so much development between 0 and 2. It matters. Like, it makes a difference if a baby is 13 months or 18 months. There's a huge difference in development between
those. There's milestones at every month phase. So, yeah, you're 100% right. 13 months, 14 months, 15 months. That 13-month-old might not be eating the same food that 15, 16-month-old is
100%.
Eating. 100%. Come on now. We just started giving our baby whole bananas.
Oh, yeah. Is that what's his favorite food right now?
Anything. Food. Yes. All the above.
Are you giving him everything under the sun? So trying to make him not picky when he gets older? Because that's another challenge for parents, you know?
He don't have the choice to be picky.
You're not going to let him be.
He doesn't have the option to be picky or he's going to have some problems.
Yes.
The only thing we're watching right now is the lactose, because we're seeing he might be a little intolerant with certain things. Man, it does suck.
It does.
Because yogurts or sometimes some uncultured cheeses like mozzarella's will sometimes get his stomach all to get the BGs, the bubble guts.
The BGs.
But that's it. He's even doing spicier foods nowadays. Like, he's about it all. He has not shown dislike for much.
Good for you.
Pears. That might be the one thing he ain't really with.
Pears. I don't like pears either.
Me neither.
You tell Sammy, I don't blame him on that one. Smart kid. Pears are nasty. Of all the fruits on the planet, pears, it's like so bland. The texture sucks.
Sounds like a bootleg apple.
We could argue about fruits all day if you really want to go there, DZ. But well, happy birthday to baby Sammy.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. I did know that one, but thank you. That'll be my Spanish lesson of the day today. Feliz cumpleaños.
Samuel.
Damn, I sound so white. Samuel. Do I have to say it like that?
Of course, it's in Spanish.
Samuel. All right, I got this. Feliz cumpleaños. Just like Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, right?
Right.
I got this. See, might as well. Just call me someone who knows how to speak Spanish.
We're just going to call you Latina.
I'm kidding. I have a lot of work to do. Hey, Am I the Jerk is coming up next, though, DZ. Get ready.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Am I the Jerk? Every day around 7:30 we do this. It is time for Am I the Jerk, DZ, and This message came in our Facebook DMs from, I'll call her Lena.
Shout out Lena for sliding into the DMs with an Am I the Jerk?
Lena, here's what she wrote in. She said, hey, Allie and DZ. She said, I want to know if I'm the jerk or not. December 2021, I found that I was pregnant with my then boyfriend. Keep in mind, we were only together since September of that same year when I found out I was pregnant. So they'd only been together for, what, 3-4 months. She finds out she's pregnant, okay? When she told her boyfriend the good news, which was good news to her, he freaked out and broke up with her. For the rest of her pregnancy, he would come back, lead her on, then leave when he got what he wanted. So after a while, she told him if he was only going to play with her feelings, then he can leave and only contact her if it involves their child. So he stopped contacting her after that. Okay. She said he wasn't there when I gave birth. He didn't visit the hospital. Come to find out now that someone in his family knew that I was pregnant. His mom found out through Facebook. Good old Facebook, DZ. Good old Facebook. Can't hide anything on Facebook. So she said, my little girl is now 5 months and his family is involved in her life, but he says he still has feelings for me now and wants to get back together. So Lena wants to know, am I the jerk for not wanting to get back together with my baby daddy? She said, keep in mind, there's more stuff he did, but I didn't want to post that for the world to hear. Thank you, guys. Love the show, Lena. So, okay, let's break this down.
Lena.
She's with
Lena.
The guy for 4 months. She gets pregnant.
Right.
He's like, I'm out as soon as she gets pregnant.
Bails
when she decides to keep it. And now his family knows and they're involved. He wants to get back together, but he's been like...
pretty wishy-washy. Again, he bailed.
Inconsistent.
No Christian.
Inconsistent. Right. Bailed when she was pregnant.
Right.
Not consistent. Leading her on, then leaving again.
But says he still has feelings for her.
Well.
And wants to try it again.
Is she the jerk?
They got a baby together.
See, this is where you and I were arguing yesterday because you thought
listen,
she should give it a chance because they have a kid together. And I was like, hell no.
At least give it the last fighting chance because of that baby. Now that the baby's around, I think maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe she's the jerk. Maybe she should give him a chance. Maybe he's changed. Maybe he's here to be the father.
You want the kid to have two parents, but I'm like, the kid can still have two parents. Why should she have to forego her self-respect because this guy for the kid, she should have someone that loves her and treats her right, in my opinion, and maybe, not have to be with this guy.
Maybe he's now trying to love her and treat her right when he was treating her wrong before.
Come on, don't you make me laugh.
I was trying to say it seriously, dog.
I should be more optimistic. People can grow up. Breathe, Allie.
Come on, man. Maybe he really is trying to be a better man.
You're right. People can change.
Husband.
Sometimes.
Father.
I changed. I mean,
person.
It takes a lot, though.
And maybe it took the baby.
414-533-1037.
Is she the jerk because she doesn't want to get back with her baby daddy, mm-hmm. even though he says he still got feelings mm-hmm. after he'd been so wishy-washy throughout the pregnancy up until basically today?
Ooh. All right, we're going to take calls and texts next. I already see the phones are lit up.
414-533-1037. Is she the jerk?
Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, on today's Am I the Jerk, Lena wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk because she does not want to get back together with the father of her child. She found out she was pregnant after 4 months of dating. He bailed. Now the kid is 5 months old. He's kind of been in and out of the picture. His family is very involved, it sounds like, which is...
That's good.
That's great.
That's good.
But that's got to make it hard for her.
Right.
Right? Because you want the support system. You want the family. You want the dad. I would think you'd want the dad involved.
You'd assume, but that's not always the case, even though I think that's the best course.
Yeah. You want him to change and come back and stand up and be a man and take care of his kid. Right. 100%. Well, is Lena the jerk for not wanting to get back together with her baby daddy? Let's go to the phones. We got Jessica in Racine. She said she's lived this. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Lena the jerk for not wanting to get back together with the father of her child?
I think she's not a jerk. At least not yet. Maybe down the road, if he proves himself as a father first, then maybe. But until he proves himself as a father first, I don't blame her for just strictly not being attracted to him just for that fact.
That's a turn off.
So he's almost got to prove himself to be worthy again.
Because he's already shown himself to not be.
Right.
He's not dependable. Yeah.
Now you sound like you got some knowledge in this. What makes you say it like that? Because you said that pretty confidently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been dealing with it for about 8 years.
And okay. He's never changed, or what?
not consistently. And mm-hmm. after a while, the kid sees it too, and then it's right. just it stinks when your kid comes up to you and says, "Oh, why isn't he here?" And I don't want to see him because he hasn't been here.
Yeah.
And eventually, it'll come to that point if he's not consistent, but.
The kid doesn't know. Right. You know what, Jessica? I got this. Hold on a second. Jessica, thanks for calling. I got something to say here. DZ, it's like how, you know, you don't want the kid to see how inconsistent they are.
Right.
You just, the kid just wants their dad.
Well,
right?
Mama Bear's in protective mode.
Totally.
You're trying to make sure baby's always taken care of. Jessica, you know what? I double salute that.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Have a great rest of your
day.
Yeah,
I don't blame her at all one bit. Greg is in Greenfield. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Meet DZ, by the way. Meet DZ, the new guy on the morning show. Not so new anymore.
Baby intern turned kiss mornings. Good morning, Greg from Greenfield.
Welcome back.
Thank you, man.
So,
thank you.
I would say not a jerk. And here's the reason why. The guy should have been like a true dad and should have been there ever since day one.
Mm.
Due to the fact that he left and now he's trying to come back, I got to say, the guy is, I got a family program.
Yeah, right. We got to keep that in mind, Greg.
But I would say if he can actually prove himself, try to be there as a dad instead mm-hmm. of like, you know, hit it and quit it type of guy.
Just being there for the right.
I would say he has to be there for the kid, bottom line. If he's not there, she needs to cut ties.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it.
RFB, that's what we named him.
Red Flag Boy.
RFB, that's what we're calling this yep. one.
Shout out Rachel for the name.
Rachel and Fort Atkinson came up with that one.
Thank you for the call, Greg. Good point, man.
All right, thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Last but not least, Megan and Fiona in West Bend. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. How are ya?
Good morning. So what's your take? Are we saying she's the jerk or not the jerk for not wanting to get back with her baby daddy?
Clean slate, not a jerk.
Mm. Boom.
They were dating for 3 months. I guess that's kind of like a beginning stage of dating. Mm-hmm. You kind of get to know each other and then you get pregnant and that's huge. That's like, holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could get that he could be scared, but like, that's a responsibility and you ditched.
Yeah, like, you throw ditched the hell up.
Wasn't there at the hospital or anything like that. And like the last caller said, you know, like, what are your intentions? Are your intentions to like be back with her or be there for the kid? Because really mm-hmm. like, being a parent is number one, and that kid's going to need support from both mom and dad. And if there's other things going on involved, trying to make a relationship work while you're trying to make, you know, raise a positive child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think
Absolutely.
His intentions need to be questioned. And she
clearly,
you know,
he hasn't proven anything. He hasn't proven a damn thing. He's proven nothing but that he's going to bolt. That's all he's proven.
He's
got to
prove
thing.
That he'll be there for the baby before he's there for the baby mama.
And I get what you're saying, DZ. You want the dad to be involved, and you think we should give him a chance.
Right.
But
he's got to prove he needs that chance.
It.
He's
not.
I'm hearing y'all. I'm still going to die on this hill. I'm saying she's the jerk because that's what I said first. But nah, listen, Megan, Fiona, y'all are right.
He's got his family involved, so he gets to see the kid.
Right.
So, he's lucky. He's lucky his family is as good as they are as people that they're involved with this kid. Thank God for them.
He's got the cake and he wants to eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
Boo-boo, you got to prove yourself.
Right.
You got to prove yourself worthy of the cake.
What's new? How could I be so dumb, DZ? How? How? I'm so ashamed of myself.
What'd you do?
103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, Allie, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I'm going to tell you next what I did on a date. I'm so embarrassed. The guy called me out on it. Like, I feel like I need a safety class on dating.
You walked out with TP on your shirt.
No, I thought I was smarter than this. I did something so ridiculous. I'll tell you what it is next. Kiss FM. I'm a damn amateur. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, I'm an amateur. I'm telling you what.
What happened? What happened? Tell me what's up. Because okay. Now I'm concerned.
You should be, because I'm concerned for my own safety. I don't know what I was thinking. First of all, you know that, you know, I haven't dated since, like, well, summer I was dating.
You've been getting back into the groove, though. Yeah. You had, you know, some surgery. Mm-hmm. Now you're back in the game.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
Put me in, coach.
And coach did.
And coach did. And so I went on, like, 3 dates like in a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talked about that on the show. If you missed it, you got to go back and listen to the podcast. Sorry, not sorry. You can listen anytime on the Odyssey app. Back to our show. We post it every single day.
AUDACY. Mm-hmm. The same app that if you log in, yep, listen every hour, mm-hmm, you're going to get entries to go see Lizzo.
Nice poll right there. That's right. What DZ said, every time you listen on the Odyssey app for the next 2 weeks, you get entered to win tickets to see Lizzo at Pfizer Forum. Every hour gets you a new entry. Thank you for that. Thank you for throwing that out there.
That's only a side gem. What's the real gem that you're talking about? Why do you feel so goofy right now?
I don't know. I forgot to tell you this, but this is just a dumb amateur move. I've been on enough dates now that I feel like I should know better. You remember how I told you about Costco guy?
Yeah.
Sheboygan guy or whatever? Yeah. I met this guy in Grafton for a drink. And my whole issue was, he was a nice guy. He was cute, but he's like so far away. So we were meeting up in Grafton. He asked if I wanted to go shopping at Costco for people that missed this. And he'd buy me a hot dog, which I thought was super cute. But when it came down to it, I said, can we just not go to Costco on our first date, please, God? Well, I didn't tell you this part. So when I met him for a drink, I only had 2 drinks because I had to drive all the way back from Grafton that night.
Naturally. Want to be responsible.
But when the first drink happened, you know, he bought my first drink. Super nice. I always offer to pay, by the way. I'm really disappointed in women for the stories I hear from these men that women never offer to pay ever.
The
ever.
Expectation.
How many dates are you going to go on before you offer to pay? It is 2023, ladies. Get it together. I just want to state that for the record. These guys are telling me they're going on 5-6 dates and not one offer to pay for a drink. That's I'm disappointed in some of these women. I just want to put that out there. We are modern women, damn it. Okay, I'll get off my speech now. I'm on my hill.
This ain't my hill.
I'm on my hill. DZ's like, yeah,
how's
pay
it
for
look
the
from
drinks.
Up there?
Yeah. No, come on, women. But he then said, do you want another drink? So when he bought my second drink, this guy, Costco guy, I said, I need to run to the bathroom. So I did. So I ran to the bathroom and I come back and my drink is sitting on the table, DZ. And he says to me, oh, you're just gonna let me hand you a drink? You're just going to leave your drink sitting out like that? And I went, oh, wow.
He called you out for almost, wait, what? Oh, no, hold on.
He's
what?
He's so right. He could have just roofied me. Like, what a dumb move. And I didn't even think about it. It's like I trusted this guy and I barely knew this guy.
I was just going to say, that means you trust him for some reason.
What a dummy.
Yeah, that's true.
I knew his last name. I had researched him. I had looked him up. I knew who
he
was.
That means nothing if you could have already been roofie.
But I got to tell you something. I was like really shocked that this guy called me out and I felt, wow, get it together, Allie. You should not be leaving drinks out with the guy on a first date. What a dumb amateur move.
Did you check in with your inner self? Did you say, hey, you got to tighten up, girl?
Yeah, and then I drank it. Which is even worse.
So you going to let him say, hey, you just going to let me roofie you like that? And then be like, yup.
And then I drank it.
Take sip.
Which is even worse. What the hell's wrong with me, DC?
Learned lesson?
No, clearly not. But somebody texted in, where did you go for a drink in Grafton? We were at Martini Pete's or Martini Mike's. I can't remember. It was somewhere. It was adorable, the place.
It was Martini something.
It was Martini something.
No roofies involved.
Luckily, I'm okay, everyone, and I lived. But this is my public service announcement. Don't be stupid, you moron. I mean, what the hell was I thinking?
Never leave your drink unattended. I don't even leave a drink unattended.
God, thank you.
I'd be scared my wife's going to roofie me, too.
And I don't even do it when I'm not on a date. And I'm leaving it for some guy I don't know. What is wrong with me, dude? Jeez.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, DZ, week 4, the brand new Kiss Morning Show. You're back in the building, worked here since 2014, and then you came back, and now we're doing mornings together. So let's get into it. I love doing the Hollywood Dirt with you, by the way, because you actually care.
I brought my shovel, like I said.
I'm just being honest. This isn't even throwing shade. This is just keeping it real. You know how many dudes I work with that just never cared about pop culture or anything going on? They were so boring to talk to. I would be like, listen, though. Listen to this story. And they'd be like, uh-huh. Yeah, that's great. That's great. You get passionate like me, and I appreciate
See,
that.
Because I let
you.
Other people's life affect me a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
I let it in.
We and like then the drama.
And then yeah. I like me some tea sometimes.
You get into the pop culture stuff. Well, listen, Pete Davidson, he is removing all the tattoos he got for Kim Kardashian 5 months after the big breakup. I'm like, why did you get tattoos with Kim anyway? I don't understand.
Well, because his girl's a lawyer.
So what?
Gotta show that off.
Why does he get tattoos with everybody he dates and then he removes them? It makes no sense to me.
It's probably because he got a tattoo removal endorsement and he's getting paid for it.
It might be.
I know. Honestly, he did, didn't he? Well, he was in the process of getting all his tattoos removed or whatever percentage of his tattoos removed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he starts dating Kim Kardashian and that stops.
Yeah.
Because he starts getting lawyer tattoos. Mm-hmm. All he needed to do was date another lawyer. He said his girl's a lawyer. He ain't saying nothing about Kim being a lawyer.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something there that he does it because he has that endorsement. And he knows, well, I'm just going to get as many tattoos as I want because then
I'll keep removing them.
I'll get remove them and I'll get paid to remove them and it'll all make sense and then I'll need it. So, yeah. But 5 months after they split up, he finally got rid of all his Kim Kardashian tattoos and he's dating Chasui Wonders now. That's his new woman. I can't keep up with this guy. Rumored girlfriend, sorry. Because he was with Emily Ratajkowski for a second. I don't know. I can't keep up. Whatever. Pete Davidson keeps it moving. I mean, not since Ariana have I kept a check on this guy. And he gets tattoos with everybody.
How does Pete Davidson, he must have game. He must have game.
He's funny. Done. That's it. Funny and tall. End of, you ask a woman, funny and tall. You're in. That's it. I'm telling you. I know it sounds ridiculous.
It can't be that simple.
It is that simple. Funny and
Fellas,
tall.
Fellas, I know it's not that simple. Y'all know it's not that simple either.
Ask a woman.
Cap.
Funny and tall. You're in. You want to see Lizzo in concert when she comes to the Pfizer Forum on May 16th? We've got your chance right here at Kiss FM.
We sending you. You're listening every hour on the hour on the Odyssey app or online, 1037kissfm.com. Download the app, AUDACY. You're going to log in. Make sure you're logged in because then every hour you listen is going to be another entry.
I love it. And somebody tagged me yesterday. Shout out to the girl who tagged me in her Instagram and sent me a photo of her listening on the Odyssey app because she wants as many entries as she can get to go see Lizzo. So that's the way to win Lizzo tickets.
Couldn't come up with a simpler way.
I love it. Listen on the app. Get entered to win Lizzo tickets. Okay, coming up next, DZ, I'm dying to tell you about this. I realized that there is a very famous fast food staple that I have never had. I think your jaw's going to drop when I feel like everybody on the planet has had this famous food from this very famous fast food place. I've never had it in my life. I'm going to tell you what it is next. Start thinking. I feel like you're going to be shocked by this. I don't know how I went my whole life without it. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, we have made it.
Week four.
Today is officially your baby Sammy's 18-month birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, there we go.
I had to say it right or I was going to be really disappointed in myself because I'm making you give me a Spanish lesson every day on this show. I appreciate it.
No, and you nailed it. We good. Next lesson.
And I could have used my Spanish yesterday at Taco Bell. I'm just kidding. No, I couldn't have. They would have been like, huh?
That is a huh?
But I wasn't.
Ma'am, excuse me.
I was at Taco Bell yesterday, and I realized something, DZ, and I had to tell you about this.
You had an epiphany at Taco Bell?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good thing.
And I had gone a long time without eating Taco Bell when I lost all my weight. I've just now kind of gotten back into it. And I'll eat the insides of stuff. Like, I don't eat the tortillas. Like,
right.
I'll get tacos and then put them in a low-carb taco tortilla.
Smart.
Or I'll eat the inside of, like, you know, a chicken soft taco. Because people are always like, what do you eat? I eat the non-carbs.
Eat stuff. The insides.
The vegetables and the meat, yeah. So I went through the drive-thru yesterday because I'm on this kick. And, you know, what's the one question? Every time you go through the drive-thru at Taco Bell, when you complete your order, at the end they say...
Oh, you want any sauce?
Correct.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. You want any sauce?
It would be weird if they didn't say that.
Well, I get mad when they don't because then I forget my sauce and I gotta come back.
Okay. What kind of sauce do you get?
Diablo.
Well, every time at the drive-thru they say any sauce and I go, no, thank you.
Huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Right?
You need a dry taco?
Dude, listen to this. Well, I got sour cream on it. Listen to this.
That's still a dry taco with no sauce.
I never realized. It hit me last night. I have never in my life, DZ, even tried the sauce at Taco Bell.
Cap. No, cap. You've
Fact.
Never had mild.
Fact.
Hot.
Never.
Spicy.
Never put
Diablo.
It on anything. Never.
None of them.
It was like as a kid, I never did it. And then as an adult, I never did it. I don't know how this happened. And I realized last night, I must be a real weirdo. I couldn't even tell you what the sauce tastes like. I've never gotten it. I've never used it. Everyone I know that gets Taco Bell that I've been with or watched always has sauce. I've never in my life used the sauce. And I feel like I might be missing out because the older I get, the more I want flavor. I'm getting better with spice. I thought, I bet I would like the sauce if I actually got some one day. And it hit me yesterday. How weird is that? Because I feel like the Taco Bell sauce is like a fast food staple.
It is.
Right? It's
almost
weird. I get
extras, dog. We just ran through the 2020 Taco Bell sauces that we had in our bin.
You have them saved.
We have them saved. Yeah. They're a stockpile of them. Diablo and mild, because I get Diablo. My wife gets mild.
Yeah.
We got these on deck. I could literally bring you one to try from home.
Maybe I should have told you this and you should have brought some, because I can't believe I've never had the sauces at Taco Bell.
I'm offended.
You should be, and I should be offended. I should be ashamed of myself. I couldn't believe it. So I was like, I wonder, there's got to be a lot of people out there, though, who have never had some of these basic fast food staples. I can't be alone if I got through 21 years of my life never having this sauce. So I thought there's got to be somebody out there who's never had a Big Mac
or never tried Mac sauce. Come on. You know how crazy y'all sound saying this right now?
I'm saying there's got to be people out there that I cannot be alone. Somebody texted in, I don't use Taco Bell sauce. I want people to call right now, 414-533-1037. What's like a fast food staple you've never had? I want somebody to blow my mind, because I feel like I'm in that realm with the Taco Bell sauce. I almost feel like I'm strange.
You just blew my mind with that, talking about some I've never had Taco Bell sauce. I eat dry tacos. And then somebody in our text line, 414-533-1037, talking about some I don't use the Taco Bell sauce either.
And they're 33. And I'm 33, they said. Unbelievable.
Y'all make me question y'all choices in life.
Oh, we're going to take your calls next. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I was just confessing to the world and DZ, my new morning show partner, that I feel like I'm weird because I've never had the sauce at Taco Bell. When I go through, I never get sauce.
I'm offended for Taco Bell.
You should be. Really should be.
You're eating dry tacos.
They're not dry to me. I have things like sour cream. Some of them have good, you know, sauces that I like on them. But whatever.
I got a douse in Diablo.
I just don't know how I went my whole life with never having a fast food staple like that. I feel like I'm strange. Norma. maybe I am. Norma.
It's confirmed.
It's confirmed. We already knew this. So Norma's in Kenosha. Good morning, Norma.
Good morning.
You ever had the Taco Bell sauce, girl?
No.
You haven't had the Taco Bell sauce either?
What?
No. And so now as an adult, I just think now that the packages are old, and so I would never want to try it.
So you think all the sauce packs are old?
She's got a complex about the sauce
that you gave yourself.
Yes. You've never been curious, Norma, to even try them, huh?
No. Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Not even get
everybody
one?
Else in my house, they eat it, but not me. No way.
Oh, all so right. You had the chance. It's not like nobody eats it. You got the sauce packets around. It's just not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No
Interesting.
Way.
Interesting. Right. Wow.
Well, thanks for calling, Norma. You're not
Thank
alone.
Thank you.
And neither am I.
Neither are you,
clearly.
Right.
Bye. Sarah's in Hubertus. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
What's something you've never had?
I have not had that taco sauce from Taco Bell ever.
What is going?
DZ's gonna have a heart attack
right now.
He's gonna have a heart attack if one more person says they haven't had the Taco Bell sauce like me. I didn't realize I was so not alone in this boat.
This is a thing, then.
But now I totally agree with the last caller. They're probably old. I would probably, yeah.
Y'all know how much.
Why do you? But would you think that about a ketchup packet? No. I wouldn't.
I get a little nervous about ketchup packets.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking all the preservatives that they throw in this junk is not old. You kidding me? Well, that mug will make it till 2055. That sauce is good
I think
for decades.
Has to be cold, and those packets are sitting out a lot of times.
Oh, she doesn't like
really
the. She doesn't like the temperature. Okay, fair enough, Sarah. You can be weird with me, girl. We'll stick together. Have a great day.
I didn't even try a Big Mac either.
Oh, my.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Oh
Sarah,
my
I was going to say, have a good day, Sarah, but now I don't know what to do.
Sarah, try a Big Mac and come back and let us know what you think.
And
we'll
get
talk to you
sauce
later.
On it, too.
Oh, my goodness. Stephanie is in Greenfield. Stephanie, what's a fast food staple you've never had?
I've never had the Big Mac sauce. I have had Taco Bell sauce, and I love it.
Okay.
But like Allie, I was a picky eater as a kid.
Okay.
So I just never had it.
Wow. This is interesting. So you've never had a Big Mac then either, basically.
No, never. Actually, I never have.
Stephanie, did you know that it just, all it tastes like is Thousand Island, just for the record? Have you ever had Thousand Island dressing?
It's ketchup, mayo, and Thousand Island. That's
I don't even like salad dressing, ranch, any of that.
Shut your mouth.
Probably why.
Yeah, you pushed it. Now
that has
it.
Something to do. Oh, that makes her weird,
now,
but not no.
What? Oh, no. Now she doesn't like ranch. Now she's on fire in my book. Nope.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Sarah, I still got your back.
Sarah, I know. Is it Stephanie's on the phone? We moved from Sarah.
Oh,
sorry.
My bad.
Stephanie.
I still got you.
Stephanie, I can't believe you don't like salad dressing. Do you even eat salad?
You know, the only one I will eat is at That's Amore because I like their salad dressing. That
so
is
random.
The only one. Okay. Yeah, it's really weird.
Fair. All right, girl. We will let it. Well, how can I judge when I've never had Taco Bell sauce, I guess?
Fair.
Although
fair.
The ranch.
Well, you have to try it. It's really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, I'm going to try it if you try Big Mac. How about that?
All right.
Okay,
deal.
Fair.
Deal.
Check back tomorrow. Bye. Lisa is in Racine. Lisa, what's a fast food staple you've never had?
Good morning. Me too. I've never had a Big Mac.
It's the Big Mac with everybody. It's got to be the sauce.
Next, y'all are going to tell me you don't like Oreos either.
No, I love Oreos.
Okay,
and, you know, as I was like waiting on hold and thinking about it,
yeah.
It's like the color for me. And I've never had the Chick-fil-A sauce either because it looks like the same color.
Mm.
And everybody raves about the Chick-fil-A sauce.
They don't like the orange.
I'm not trying it.
Nobody wants orange.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
All right.
I don't want pickles in my stuff. Like from Big Mac, they put pickles in there, and I don't like pickles.
Now you're a pickle hater. Now I'm mad again. See, now I love pickles. Now here we go. Okay, Lisa.
I don't like pickles like that, like chopped up in my dressing stuff.
True.
Like I'll eat a pickle. I'll eat a pickle.
You don't want to finesse in your sauce, though.
No. No.
That makes one of us. That makes one of us. I love pickles. Bring it on, man.
Learning something new about our listeners.
We all have our...
We're all weirdos.
We are, for
I love
sure.
It.
Absolutely.
And
thanks for
calling.
That's what makes
us unique.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Thank you, Lisa.
Is that what we tell ourselves so we feel better about our choices? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Nicole from Sheboygan.
Nicole, good morning. What's a weird thing you have? Is there a fast food staple that you've never had? We've talked about people that haven't had a Big Mac. I haven't had the Taco Bell sauce. What do you got?
Sorry, DZ, I've never had Taco Bell sauce.
I gotta go. I quit. I'm out. Nope.
That's it. Nope. You know what?
I draw the line.
My partner's gonna have a heart attack.
Peace.
We gotta go, everybody.
Sorry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.